anxiety. I don't watch the news. Yeah. I'm just like,
I think I was like too hyper focused on everything.
No, oh, yeah.
Okay, do you all feel good? Are you good to start?
Yeah,
okay, perfect. And so we'll try to do this as respectful to each other as we can, right? So we'll try and for like our ability to capture things, not interrupt folks, but we all want to be listened to and we recognize that. And I know you all will be great. So we can just, as it comes in, feel free to jump in. So before we get started with the rest of the questions, I guess our baseline question is, have you ever watched Here and Now before?
No. Small clips.
Small clips?
Yeah.
Okay.
How long have they been around?
Oof.
We just had our 25th anniversary.
Yeah, so at least 20 years. We'll say that to be safe.
Okay,
yeah.
Then yeah.
At some point, maybe?
Yeah, at some point.
Okay, perfect. What about PBS in general? Do you all watch PBS in general?
Yeah.
I'm seeing nods. I'm seeing nods.
PBS Kids.
Yeah. PBS Kids counts. I love PBS Kids. Okay.
That's the best part.
I think so too. That's just me. Okay. So we'll jump into the Spanish captions. And if you notice me like trying to be loud, it's because I want to make sure that we're able to like capture it on here. But now to jump into the Spanish captions. Were you able to follow the Spanish language captions on the episode we just watched?
Not all the time,
really.
Okay. Can we go one at a time? Would that work?
I feel like I did for the most part. Like, it would kind of like lag and then sometimes it'd go by quickly, but I would like catch back up. And I feel like I would get the gist of the message that was being spoken in English.
Okay.
I noticed the lag. I think I started like counting, so it was at least like 5, max like 10 seconds where I would like catch up. And I would say there were points where it would be slow and then it would pick up, and then I'm like, oh, I just missed the top line, and now I'm like about to have the next line switched up on me.
Yeah.
So then that's when I would lose like my sense of like what's going on within the show. I also think it was just focusing on the captions the entire time was hard to do when like the what was happening in the background was like already so far ahead, and I'm like, oh, I know for sure it's not talking about that anymore because what I'm reading is completely off from what it's showing.
Same thing. It was a little fast. So I'm like, what did I just read? And some of the translation was like, what does that mean? Some of the words being used, like, what is that? So then I'm like, because we understand what they're saying.
Yeah.
Like, when did they talk about that in English? Or did they talk about that in English? But it was a bit fast.
Yeah.
Yeah, same for me. It was a little bit fast. I think there were parts where I could pick it up. And also, like, using the pictures for context clues. But then, then the Pitby crop fields, and it's just still talk about voting. And I was like, wait, what's going on? So, I resonated with what Karen said. And also, it had a lot of big words that I don't think I use in my vocabulary when I speak in Spanish. So I was like, okay, what does that mean in English? I'm like, oh,
Very similar to what everyone else has said. Sometimes when I'm watching, or like at the gym when there's TVs and you're watching captions, I'll notice that it does the same thing. It's what I expected from captions. I don't know how much it matters, but sometimes the pronouns were off. So then if you don't understand English, I'm just wondering if Spanish speakers would catch on that, like, if it was like a female person talking to like a male, like, and all the pronouns are male, if they would like notice when the speaking is changed,
or when they were talking about other people, like Senator Warren, the caption was el senador,
because then they're just going with what. Because, you know, everything's gendered in Spanish, like the table, like la mesa. Like, so, so that makes a lot of sense. I'll hit on, like, 2 points that you all talked about. Like, I had the same issue when we first started doing this, the big words, right? Because, like, I'm a fluent Spanish speaker. I love speaking Spanish. I didn't know what gerrymandering was in Spanish. So, like, I saw the word and I was like, who's that? I'm like, I've never voted in an election in Mexico, so I didn't know what the terms were. And that, like, threw me off a lot. And then, so what we're seeing on here, when I want to hit the point on the delay caption. So what we're seeing is what we're seeing in a broadcast, right? So the AI takes the English, and then it takes the English and converts it into Spanish. So first it recognizes a word, recognizes in English, brings it into Spanish, and that's the delay. It's a little bit longer than, like, the delay you're talking about the gym, because, like, it doesn't have that last jump to make. So what they told us is that for when it goes up online, because all of our episodes go up online or they join the Roku, that would be edited to take off the delay, right? But in real time, in a broadcast, that's what it's going to look like, because essentially it's like the machine working. You know what I mean? Yeah. Which is the frustrating part.
I have a quick follow-up question.
Yeah.
Did anybody have, it sounded like, were there challenges figuring out who was speaking? Because there were no prefatory, like, anchor says, you know, things like that.
Yeah, I noticed, too, that there was a couple times when it switched speakers, like, I noticed sometimes it would have, like, the two arrows, but then at the beginning it didn't have the arrows when it would switch back to the the interviewer. And so I felt like that was a little confusing in the subtitles, especially because it's lagged, because then, like, you know, it can get lost.
So this one we've kind of already touched on, but did the Spanish captions match what you saw on screen?
In what way?
I guess what we mean is a little bit of what we touched on, which is kind of tough, like when we were talking about agriculture, like it was agriculture. You have clarifying, you wrote the question. right? I think that's what we mean.
I think it's more about
number
which one?
Number three.
Oh, just when the captions came up, were they kind of timed right? Were they representative of what was happening on the screen?
No, they were delays.
Yeah.
That's a firm no.
Yeah. And Gunnar, you said you like counted it.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to push you into.
You do not have to be nice. Like, this is for the good. Okay, no.
I feel like when it was, like, a topic that would last for a couple minutes, then eventually, like, you know, it'd stay on the same topic after it was, like, translated. But for something that was quick, you know, like...
The quick jumps were really tough to
follow.
Okay. Was the speed of the captions right for you?
It was fast.
Yeah.
It was fast.
I mean, they spoke fast in English, and so the
they
caption
did,
is trying to catch up,
yeah.
but it's fast. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if there's a way to determine the speed of it in terms of a reading level for an individual. So, like, somebody that's a fifth grade reading level, if there's a particular speed to that.
So where we can, if I'm getting this correctly, and if I got this correct, Vicky, I'm sorry, we would be able to adjust how quickly the captions come on screen once we get rid of the delay. You know, because that's what going in to edit it, that's the change that it makes. So it's, because I'm thinking about what you all mentioned where it's like one sentence, but then it takes longer to get to the second one, and then it gives you the third one, like really quick, and you're like, so that's something that could be adjusted kind of on that end, but not. Here, I'm 99% sure.
Not for the live one?
Not for the live one.
Okay.
I, again, sorry, Vicky, if I have this wrong, but I think
we might be able to toggle, not like massively. I think we can we can slightly dial it back a little bit, but not to the pace that we want.
And not to an overall like adjusted pace. I think the one that like is already slow would get slower. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking of it in two ways, like the delay of what the topic they're speaking and how that topic matches what is currently on the screen, and then also just like it flipping through, like because it only does two sections. So I was just questioning to myself, like, would it be more helpful if even though that there is a delay, if just like it popping on the screen was like a, like not trying to like constantly catch up.
Catch up, yeah.
Yeah. Because at least then you could like finish the sentence, but I don't know if that would even push it to be like such a big delay.
Yeah.
Later on, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if the format of the captions could be different.
Mm.
Tell me what you mean.
No sé. But, o sea, to be different than what we're normally used to, so that it's easier to read. It's not like just here.
Are you talking
like
about
longer.
Like color block or like?
I see what you mean. Like making it longer, so I can go like this, and I can kind of catch up rather than like it getting short.
Yeah.
And then the next one,
and then
short, and then next one. Like
yeah.
So what I'm hearing is like screen coverage.
Yeah.
Like over to here.
Yeah. Like over to
here,
as opposed to like.
And bigger font.
And
bigger font or thicker font.
Bigger.
Or it could be further spaced, like the words.
That too.
Like
the letters themselves within a word. Like, I feel like, I don't know.
Or if we could add, like, a space between speakers. Like, if someone's saying something, then a little bit of a space. And then to, like,
more
separate
it.
And I think, because that's normally, it's like, well, you know, you mentioned it's a little, like, arrows at the beginning. The little, I don't know what they're grammatically called. But those things are usually, the indicators of a different speaker. What if they were, how did you feel about them being here versus, like, up here?
I like bottom better.
You like bottom better?
Yes. Bottom is fine.
Yeah. Sometimes, I know there was, like, a banner that came up, and then I would, like, pay attention to the banner, and I'd go back, and then I just couldn't catch
up. The lower thirds make it, like...
Mm-hmm.
Harder and harder. Okay. So think about other Spanish language caption news programs in English that you watch on television. Are there any shows that you watch in a way that's kind of like similar to this?
With live? Captions?
Live with captions.
So live.
I mean...
In English, captioned into Spanish.
I think... No.
Okay.
I think we see the other way, in Spanish captioned into English.
Can you give me an example?
Like if you do NBC 15 or whatever, and they're interviewing the Spanish-speaking individual of March, like May 1st, March or whatever, and they're speaking, interviewing somebody, that will be translated, right, into the captions.
Mm-hmm. Like in English.
So there's two types of captions, and I do not, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go ahead. So there's captions that pop up like this, and then there's something called burned-in captions, where it's like you can tell that somebody went in, typed them, and they pop up, stuff like that. Do they look similar to these that kind of load, or do they look similar to burnt-in captions?
And the other one.
The first one?
The burnt
one. Oh, burnt-in.
Yeah,
okay. Because those are, that's kind of what I was
explaining. It looks like
to
they're
me.
Being
yeah,
typed.
That somebody
yeah.
went in and did it, kind of like how I was explaining. Because this, here and now is interesting because like I said, every week, Arizona Friday gets produced because it's news Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, right? So it's a different beast when it comes to that. Okay, but that's good to know. Is there any program, doesn't have to be news related, that you watch in English with Spanish captions?
News program.
Any program.
Oh,
movies. Any movie
shows.
Yeah. Movies, shows, any that you're like, that you would maybe watch like regularly.
Oh,
like
a telenovela. Not a telenovela.
Sure, yeah.
But probably a telenovela like Teresa or like Elie, which was on Netflix. I also like their font.
Netflix's
font?
That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean,
yeah,
this font
like
is
it.
Nice. It's just, can
yeah.
it be bigger and more...
So the reason I asked is because we try to, like, study, right?
Yeah.
Like, we want to see, if you give me an example where you're like, oh, Lunza, they're like... It's in English with Spanish captions that you're like, that's really good. It's better for us if it's live because then we're doing like a similar situation versus like the burnt in captions that I was telling you about.
What do the Olympic Games use?
Ooh.
Because I just thought about how like sometimes I would watch with my mom and it'd be in Spanish and I could kind of understand that better. Like,
the captions would be in Spanish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it would be, sometimes on Univision it would be live. I don't know though.
Yeah, because on Univision, like, I just like watching the Olympics on Univision. It's more fun. But I guess I haven't turned on, like, an NBC to see, like, if the SAP is available, the Spanish. Because, like, this is the same program that Apple uses for stuff like that, so. Okay.
Or, like, the one on YouTube. The one on YouTube kind of sucks, too, a little bit, too, though.
Yeah.
That's good to know. The one on YouTube kind of sucks.
It does kind of suck.
Yeah.
It has a lot of errors.
Yeah. It's because when it's live, it sometimes it gets, like, I think one of the first, because it gets smarter, too. That's a scary thing, right? Like, it gets smarter.
Yeah.
It, like, figures things out, because, like, one time we found out from somebody that, like, a similar software translated Turkey into, like, Turkey the country into Babel, as opposed to, like, is, like, the country, right? So, like,
oh, yeah.
Nuance is not something that it picks up on sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, I noticed, like, someone's last name was Paris, and they changed it to Beres.
Oh,
yes!
Like, I kind of love that, though.
Yes! I'm like, wait,
yeah,
I was like, oh, she's Latina!
Yeah.
Because then it gives misinformation to people.
Yeah,
that
I, that's what I mean. Like, I kid. I don't like it, but I like it. Yeah.
It's cute. It's trying to translate everything.
Yeah, it's trying to translate
But it doesn't
translate
everything.
Yeah.
It doesn't translate everything, but it tries.
Yeah.
I don't remember what, like, word it was specifically, but it was, like, some word that I just feel like there's no, like, direct translation in Spanish, and they, like, did it literally.
Yeah,
PIFAs, funny.
I noticed PIFAs, because it's probably, like, what is a PIFA?
It's an acronym.
Yeah.
It's an acronym, exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else about the captions that you would like to share? You all have been doing a great job, by the way.
You all already mentioned it. I think one thing I was noticing is that everything's centered, you know, like when you're writing, you can like center everything and elongating it to fit the screen, which was already mentioned. But even just looking at the words right now, sometimes there would be two or three words on a second line, like making use of like the space surrounding.
That's what I noticed too. I think when it was finishing up like a sentence, one part they just did like one word, but then it pushed all the rest of the thing up, so it didn't finish, and then the rest of it, so it was like
Did you find that lack of predictability jarring? You know, like you felt like you had to recalibrate at all?
A little bit. Playing catch up. Kind of like,
yeah, like you expected to start coming from one place, but
right.
then all of a sudden
you get
it's
a half
here.
Line, and then
yeah.
you get a really long line, and then you got to catch
right.
up. And then it's
I think it's like trying to catch up is reading it.
ChatGPT is a lot like that too when it spits things out.
Yep.
It just kind of like rambles, and then blah blah blah, and then it all
and
goes
you gotta
out.
Scroll.
And
I'm like,
then
where was I?
Right.
Where was I?
Yeah. Also, like the periods would throw me off too. Like I would read something, I'm like, read it period, and then word period, and then that would like throw up. You know,
the grammar for it.
Yeah.
The grammar rules.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to ask you the two last questions that we have, and then how are we doing on time? Are we okay?
It's 6:52.
Okay, perfect. So, generally, right, and like CJ, you were like, it stressed me out watching the news. Do you generally watch or like read the news?
Yeah, I do.
I'll do articles and try to skim through them because they're not as like.
trust me, that's fair.
I read.
You read?
Yeah, same, I read more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It depends, like, if I put it on, but if it starts stressing me out, I'll turn it off. So it just depends on what's going on.
Very fair. It's crazy times. Where do you normally read or, like, find your news?
Chicago
NPR.
Tribune.
Chicago Tribune.
From Illinois. That's it.
Yeah.
Chicago Tribune.
NPR.
NPR? Okay.
The Madison newspapers, too.
The Madison newspapers?
Yeah.
Okay. Any in particular?
Isthmus, Cap Times.
Isthmus.
Yeah. Try to do the State Journal, but it's not always free.
It's not always free,
so
yeah.
It's like,
paywall.
Yes.
Those paywalls.
Yeah.
Madison 365.
Madison 365.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What is it? The little Channel 3.
Channel 3.
On Instagram.
Yeah. On Instagram. Make a special note of that one.
Right.
Where we capture the news.
Sometimes
that's
like
on TikTok.
No, it's true.
Thank
I
you.
Mean that like very seriously because
that's
I think it's
news.
Important that you're able to consume news on the platforms that you already utilize, right? Like asking folks to take like one extra step to go somewhere when we know where they be.
I agree.
He is not my battle in this story, and then I'm remembering more.
I mean, especially. especially if you do like segment clips.
Yes.
You know, like this is just the segment on agriculture already like edited captions.
Are we reading on our phones? Are we looking on our computers? What are we looking
on our phones.
Phones?
On our phones.
On our phones.
Because, you know, that scrolling.
Yeah.
Get that. Scroll.
Yeah.
And also, like, when it's, like, on a small screen, I feel like I can read so much more faster.
Really?
I'm just like,
because it's, like, yeah, like, you have this whole distance. Like, I felt my eyes going from, like, there to there. And I was like, it was a lot.
And I can skim better. Like,
yeah.
I wonder how the captions will
look.
Work, right? Exactly. I know they're proportionally, they're larger on digital devices, and this would be for, but not for
real time. So this would be
for
broadcast,
though, for
so for broadcast, I don't know. There's just so many more adjustments that you can do post a live broadcast.
We need to figure that out.
We need to
do you know what's the percent of our population that watches it live, or is it mostly
so
recorded?
We get numbers from like across the board, folks who watch it. We also aired on Sunday, right? So like the same Friday program will air on Sunday, and then it's all up online and on YouTube, right? So folks are able to find it there.
That Sunday airing does give us an opportunity to go in and fix
So the Sunday wouldn't count as a live broadcast.
It's
that
just
time.
The of the
like
moment.
Most folks are gonna watch Sunday.
Yeah. I feel like
broadcast.
Most people are gonna watch Sunday.
That is very interesting to me because this is something I've been thinking specifically, because one thing I always remind people that the Spanish speaking community is not exclusively the Latino community, right? But when I think about my Latino community, I think if I share with folks, you could reliably watch something on Sunday, con tu cafecito, get all comfortable, the captions are going to be on point, it would be something that I think would gain a little bit more traction as a resource. How do you
for
all
sure.
feel about
yeah.
that?
Because you gotta, you're essentially competing with other Spanish broadcasting, like
on Friday night,
during the week.
And also,
aquí y ahora, whatever's going on Univision.
Aquí y ahora, here and now. That's literally the translation.
Pero that one's national.
No, I know, but that's
local,
funny.
Pero
that's funny.
Pero también Telemundo, Wisconsin.
Telemundo, Wisconsin.
Telemundo, Wisconsin es 100% en español.
Yeah.
And on Fridays, people are going out. Like, it's end of the work week. Like,
yes, no.
Yeah.
No, Sunday,
you're at home.
The rest day,
yeah.
is the thing.
You're at home.
Depending
on
your
day. Fridays.
Jason, we're old. Let them live. Let them live.
Kids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's interesting to talk about because in thinking about making it happen and promotional wise, I think if you were able to share with folks that a resource will be like free on Sunday, you can pick up, because that's the thing with us, right? Like, yes, it's all available online, but like you pick up our stuff with bunny ears, right? Like, you don't need a cable subscription, you don't need anything. So I've thought about those Sunday possibilities a lot.
Quick burning question.
Yeah, go for it. Be loud.
I'm sure you guys thought about it. Pero, if Sunday, same broadcast comes out, you know, you can make edits and stuff like that. Could you do a Spanish voiceover?
Yeah.
Because that would be.
So,
yes,
that is like, that's why when I was talking about the steps, this is our first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, that's not even, Spanish voiceover would it even be, like, the last step for me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the last steps would be
Spanish
anchor.
Right?
Yeah.
Spanish
segment. Yeah, Spanish segment, Spanish reporter. No, I'm being serious, we're still, in the terms of, like, production and things like that, we're still steps away from that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is taking like
years.
A long time.
Yeah, I bet.
No, tampoco, not years. But like, so.
1 year too long.
Yeah.
No, I bet.
Yeah.
It's just, if Sunday is broadcasted again, y es lo mismo,
yes,
it's nice to have a voiceover without a Spanish accent, pero.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean without a Spanish accent?
El acento español.
Oh, Oh, okay. Yeah,
Spaniard.
I say that too. But
oh,
yeah, Spanish.
Yeah,
Spanish,
yeah,
like
yeah.
From Spain accent. That drives me crazy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, what?
That's
yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
No, see, uno
like,
from anywhere else without such a heavy, like,
I told you.
If
right,
thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah. Like, just a normal, not normal, but like a regular tone.
Yeah.
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 Like, look at our market demographic and
it's
not really,
insane.
Not
no, because we already get that in a Spanish or like an American movie with Spanish voice.
Yeah,
I stopped.
Yeah,
and it's
yeah.
like, what does that mean?
Yeah.
It's just.
Yeah, I had I have this bougie professional group, and some lady was really excited to talk to me in Spanish, and she was using like an accent from Spain. I was like, "Don't talk to me.
Yeah.
Don't talk to me with your Spanish accent,
no.
please." Yeah,
to different worlds, guys. To different worlds. But I mean, that would be nice.
We can delete that from me.
We'll delete that. Yeah, we'll scrub that out
from
later.
Me. This is a safe area.
Incriminating evidence.
Anything else? I'm Sierra. I don't like hearing it. You
yeah,
like
no,
yes, yes, yes.
But having that voiceover,
yeah,
doesn't leave out people who don't have a faster reading speed.
Yes. No, a voiceover to me, it has so much more to do, right? People, it's more accessible reading wise, being
vision.
Able to sit and listen. People are able to
multitask.
You know, you're multitasking. Yes, you're doing your laundry or you're folding, whatever you're doing, and you can hear in the background. Like, that is the ultimate goal. And hopefully, not because there's like software for everything now, but like I'm saying, like, our ultimate goal is Spanish produced and Spanish language shows, right?
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions for me before I ask the last one?
It doesn't have to be all that dramatic.
No, I just want to make sure. Anything else you all would like to share?
You can always hit us up
with
email after this, too. If you're like, oh, I totally forgot. Like, this really bothered me, or this is good.
Yeah, I sat with it. Yeah.
The food was great, but the conversation was
terrible. So, my last question is, well, I'm going to ask you this question, and then I'm going to ask you, like, two follow-ups. But this is one that we're going to ask everybody to answer, right? So you can take some time to think about it. On a scale of 1 to 5, with 1 being not good at all, and 5 being, like, very good, how would you rate the captioning, and why do you give it that rating? Would you like me to repeat the question? Because I know it's a little... No? You're good? Whoever wants to start, go for it.
Not gonna hurt her feelings.
I promise.
Okay, me personally, I would say a 1.5.
A 1.5? Okay. Hit me with why.
It was hard to read. It was hard for me to catch up. I had to really focus. And to having to really focus, I had to, like... The news already in itself is stressful. I'm stressing myself even more to read this. And then I kind of got frustrated of, like, why can't I read this? Like, this news should be, if it's for everybody, it should be accessible for everybody. And I'm getting mad that I can't read it and I can't understand it. And now I feel dumb.
Yeah. That's what I would say. So, but no, let me ask you why. Let me just follow up while you all, like, ponder yours.
She's like, that's what I would say.
No, I talked to them before, like, when I was starting out the translating process, I felt dumb because I didn't know what these words were.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is that possible? Because I am a fluent Spanish speaker. I am not stupid. Like, what is happening? You know, no, that's very, very true. There is some words on here that, like, need
well, they're
on.
Not common to our everyday.
Exactly.
Thing.
So I think that's what I'm going to tell you now. You are not dumb. These are words that don't pop up in our, like, in our everyday language, there are not words that we would normally use. And that's why, like, one of the questions was, like, do you enjoy news? And, like, for, like, when we did the call out, like, that's why we were hoping for, like, the base level of, like, okay, well, I actually will watch the news, right? Versus somebody who, like, has never done it before,
mm-hmm.
which you're like, blah, all the words. But no, like, that's very similar to how I felt, because I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, I don't know what this is.
Yeah.
So you are not dumb. Not even close. Some of these words are just like, especially like the agriculture words. I was like,
uh-huh. Like, what is manure? It was like, escrit.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. And I was like, what are you talking about manure in Spanish?
Never.
Exactly. So give yourself grace when it comes to that area. But okay, 1.5. You stick by it?
For sure, yeah.
Cool. Next.
I would also say 1.5.
1.5?
Yes.
Okay.
For the same reasons, I think by the end of it, I kid you, like, my eyes hurt.
Yeah.
And there are parts where I felt myself kind of give up, and I just got distracted with, like,
listening
what was
in
going.
English.
Yeah, just
that was
listening
hard for me.
Yes,
yeah.
Listening
yeah.
to it in English, or just like even like just like the surrounding areas, because I'm like, I'm already lost. By the time I like start trying to read the second line, it's already done.
Yeah.
So yeah, I would also give it a 1.5.
Okay.
I give it a 3.
Okay.
Just because the font is nice and
okay.
it's bigger than normal.
Okay.
But it's not unique or different than what's already out there in terms of speed and accuracy and like how small the captions box is versus how the rest of the screen. And
okay.
I was also going to say like 3, and I was basing this off how I feel when I watch something, like let's say, like how I felt. Because usually I do get like distracted or confused when I'm watching subtitles with no sound. And I felt like this as well, watching this, and I was wondering how I would have felt if there was no sound on it, and how my understanding would have changed, because I'm listening and also reading, and I'm more of a visual person than audio,
yeah.
So sometimes when there's
That's
a lot
fair.
Of sound, like, it jumbles, like, my thought process. But I think for the most part, even if something was ending, I could kind of get the gist of what they were saying, and even just with those grammar typos, like, it'll throw me off for a second, but I'll just move on to the next thing. So I think, yeah, for the most part, I like kind of understood. And I feel like for someone who is more of a Spanish speaker, like they always communicate in Spanish, they'll probably understand more of those bigger words, like manure. Like, my dad knows what manure is because he works with that, and
yeah.
you know, so yeah, that's one thing. And then I had something else to say, but I can't remember right now.
You're okay.
Yeah, I would say like a 3 or 2.5. I think, like, I'm thinking back of my comprehension, and I agree with Bianca. Like, I feel like if I wasn't listening in English, I might not have like caught the gist of some of the parts, because like I knew what to look for in the text, you know,
yeah.
because I heard it in English.
Yeah.
And so, like, if it was, like, without sound, I feel like I probably wouldn't understand as much with the lag. And I'm also, like, generally a slow reader in English and in Spanish. And so, so it was, like, yeah, some parts I would just miss entirely.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the text. And I think, the things that I did get, like, they were comprehensive in the text itself.
Yeah.
Like, it made sense
yeah.
for the most part, so, yeah.
Let me ask you all this, because, like, it's really coming down in terms of, like, perfection and what we work with. Do you think putting out something like this, which we are not, I'm just asking the general question, is more of a service to somebody who speaks Spanish or more of a disservice?
I think with the lagging and, like, not matching up with the picture and also, context clues, I would say I'm leaning more towards disservice.
Okay.
Just because, like, the news are really important.
Yeah.
And especially towards election cycle.
Yeah.
I would want the Hispano community, the Latino community, like, know what's going on.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah. Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah, and maybe, like, if this is what they're given, like, they might get, you know, like, the gist of some of the, you know, important, like, parts of each topic, but it's, like, is that worth their time to sit through it, you know, and only get those bits and
pieces?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a disservice in terms of it's really important information and having to sit down and read it. But I think it, it's like, are you even trying? Because there's so many small things, and I'm like, it's no different than what other captions are and stuff like that. Like, can you at least try to make it audio version type of thing? But it's hard to follow.
Do you think, and because, I mean, I'm sitting down with you all and I'm being, like, transparent about where we are, where we would like to be, because I know that the first thing, like, if I were talking to my mom, she'd be like, we'll make it an audio. It's que no se puede, right? Like, you just, like, you can't get to step 10 by jumping from step 1 to 10. It's just, like, I wish I could, right? Like, you wish you could wave things and stuff like that. Do you think that by starting out with Spanish captions, it's, I don't know, rude? Like, if this is our first step?
Not rude, so. Pero como lo básico, like.
Es que sí es. Like, and I think that's, like, in talking with us internally, like, we admit it's basic. Like, we admit, because it's, like, we have to get to one.
Yeah.
Make sure one works mm-hmm. within production, especially for something like this, before we get to two, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's. And I think that that's where I know you all is probably, especially in programming, you've probably said this like a million times, but like you have to be comfortable with the uncomfortable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the uncomfortable is that we should be doing better. We should be doing that, but this is step one and it is basic. And I think like we own up to the fact that it's basic. It's
yeah.
step one.
Are there captions though right now available in Spanish? No. So this would be like the first
yeah.
thing, basically. So we should think about if like this should even be an option right now. Like,
well, and the only and because of that is like, well, porque Univision sí lo puede hacer y ellos no. O
porque Univision está en español.
I know, pero like if they can do Spanish audio, why can't you? Or porque Telemundo Wisconsin lo puede hacer en español. But you can't get
yeah.
somebody. Or porque las películas lo pueden hacer en español, traducirlo en audio, pero aquí. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
why can they do it, but you can't.
No.
Like, we understand it's money, and you gotta find the people and stuff, pero, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
But as long as
no,
you know.
No, that's fair.
As long as you know.
Hey. Everything you've thought, I've probably thought already, and probably talked about it with Jason already. So please, like, my comfort is not
yeah.
on any priority list right now. Because it is, once you start learning about, like, I'm telling you, this took us months to even get here, right? And, like, you all are the first people seeing it outside of, like, our staff. Like, ahí vamos, not as quickly as,
yeah.
like,
mm-hmm.
we would like to.
Yeah.
And then I would tell anybody who has Spanish-speaking friends who are interested in internships or things that are, like, jobs, please check PBS Wisconsin job
well,
postings.
Well, internships are hard.
We pay.
Yeah, not even, it's not the pay, it's the background.
What's that?
It's the background that requires,
yeah.
yeah. So reach out to centros, internships.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
What?
Usually it's college.
Oh.
Usually
but you
it's
have
college
a
level.
Level.
Yeah.
We do have.
So maybe
things.
Like partnerships with like centros to kind
yeah.
of create like a
pathway.
A pathway.
I mean, we
the
need,
next broadcaster.
Yeah.
I mean, we have Progreso, which is customer service. I don't like customer service.
What do you mean?
Yes.
Progreso.
Oh,
is
the program.
Progreso?
Okay,
yeah.
yes, the program. A program here that teaches customer service skills, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people come with customer service. We just elevate it a little more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Two things, though. One, I think you were mentioning it in terms of maybe for your next focus group is either not have the volume so high or mute it so that we just focus on that and then we're not like, oh yeah, we already expect this because we're hearing it and understanding
yeah.
it in English and just do the captions
mm-hmm.
period because
yeah.
that's like let's say
you should put out a whisper, I feel like.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Let me ask you this, because a lot of us, right, like we speak English too, so our brain is listening,
mm-hmm.
our eyes are reading. Do you think this experience would be different for somebody who does not speak English?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what it would be like for us, maybe to listen to
in Spanish.
Like, yeah. like muted.
We're muted.
Yes.
Yes.
Or like
yeah.
anime, you know, like when you leave the like original language and you look at subtitles in
yeah.
English. I mean, it's not live, but like
yeah.
you get that same experience where you're hearing
yeah.
the language, but you're not, it's not like
yeah.
you're understanding it at all. Notice like that when you are watching that, like the captions will be different from the voiceover. So
yeah.
like you could, so if the original language was like Korean and you're watching it in English voiceover,
yeah.
and then you also have English subtitles, like it will not match up.
Yeah, that's true.
Let me ask you this, because you did mention your dad, right? Because we want to make sure. Not that I do not love and appreciate each one of you, but we're hitting like a very similar demographic, especially with age, right?
Yeah.
Do you think we would be able to find older folks
who
lean more heavily into Spanish to do this with us? Another folk? I think that that might be our...
That was my other thing. Is like, if you're having other focus groups, are you targeting the community you're trying to serve? Like,
we're doing
Spanish
it in a pretty like low-key way right now, just... Very lucky, thank goodness, like the relationship we have with Centro and to do this. And obviously, we want to compensate folks, but we never wanted the group to be bigger than five. Like, we never wanted, we had very, like, specific, like, intimacy parameters that, like, we were working with.
The more
in
people
this
you
area.
Add, the less.
Yeah.
Those frank people
no.
really
And the
help,
size
you
is
know?
Totally fine.
Yeah.
It's just.
But what I mean is,
that group.
Like,
yeah, like the
take a step back.
Yeah.
Like
our parents,
yeah.
like
exactly,
few,
yeah.
like family members that I like told them about this, and they're like really interested and curious.
Oh really?
Too.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the opposite of me, whereas I grew up here and also speaking Spanish,
exactly.
but I'm better. Like they also speak English too, but their comfort level is Spanish, and so when they're watching something, it'll always be Spanish
yeah.
subtitles.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this, in terms of taking the comfort, because you know you just don't want to walk in and just be like, come and sit down with me and tell me everything that you think. If I wanted to do, like, outreach to, like, people that you were talking about, like, similar, like, with your folks and stuff like that, what would be the appropriate step? Like, do you think that this is something, like...
To recruit them?
To recruit them, yeah.
Oh,
yep.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, money,
how?
Food.
Well, yes, money and food, that is a given. But, like,
how would you go about it?
Where are they? Like,
oh,
where are they?
They're in schools. I mean... The way we recruit, I mean, like, we talk to our parents and, like, a lot of, not our parents, but, like, our students'
parents.
Yes,
our students' parents. Like,
our students' parents, like, I kind of, like, am not in a similar boat, but, like, having our parents be more engaged.
Yeah.
That's
always tough. Like, you work, you do this, and.
On a weekend.
And on a weekend.
Weekends are helpful in child.
Child care. Yeah.
Yes,
always
I would
child
say.
Care.
We have parent nights for our Escalera parents, and actually. We found it more helpful when it's on, like, Tuesday nights, Wednesday nights, but, like, after 6:30, after traffic, definitely providing them with una cena and childcare, and that's, like...
Yeah. And they show up, too.
And they show up.
How often do you do Escalera parent groups?
We would do them once a month.
Once a month.
So we might switch it up this upcoming semester.
And let me ask you this, because, like, just going back into my brain from, like, working with parent groups, you always have, like, the couple who are super engaged, right? Like, you're always like, I always know,
like, if I know
X, Y, and Z is going to come.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I know they're going to come. I know they're going to come. Would you feel a level of comfort to, like, help us recruit some of those folks that you know? Again, same thing, meals provided, gift cards provided, and stuff like that. We want to compensate for their time, adjust for, like, their time. So we had a different time plan for this one, and then Jess was like, no, do it like at this time because they get off of work at this time, you know, things like that, like fully adjusting. Would you all feel, knowing and going through this experience and knowing that I could also leave this completely in Spanish and then translate our stuff out there too to help us recruit another five folks? Oh my god, I sound like an MLM.
I mean, you got four parents here, or
what do you mean,
like, we can recruit
Oh, y'all's
parents?
Oh, yeah, my parents
right
are here. Yeah, so I don't want to assume.
But I have a deal.
Or you have a deal.
Like
or
a family
like
member
that.
To keep it intimate, to keep it not so whatever. Give us a date, give us a time.
Okay.
Give us childcare, and we can tell our parents or our aunts or uncles, hey, do you want to be part of this? Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, we know people.
Yeah,
we know people.
They're just like
feeling contactos.
I mean, we don't need to go that far out.
No, that's good because, like, I've been thinking about this too. Because, again, like, I'm hearing something in English, so I'm listening to it in English, but reading it in Spanish. That I want to know what the experience is like for somebody who primarily, dominantly speaks Spanish with maybe a little bit of English or maybe no English, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what that experience is like for somebody.
You know what I thought about?
What?
I got you.
There's a community out there that are Hispanohablantes that don't know how to read.
That's why the audio is so real. Like, that is very, very real. That's where, like, accessibility comes in, right? Because, like,
hearing
it's
impaired.
That, it's hearing impaired, it's sight impaired, like, all of those things that come in. No te digo, like, once you start thinking about,
chetos.
Like, yeah, once you start thinking about that, like, you think of everything, and because even fully in English, our accessibility isn't 100% where it could be.
No.
Yeah.
And we're a public service, so
yeah,
we're
exactly.
supposed to be
we're free.
Providing this, right, for everyone.
Yeah. I was thinking about, like, my dad, and my dad, like, he, like, didn't, I think, the highest education level that he has is, like, from sixth grade.
Oh, my mom too.
So I feel like if he were sitting here next to me watching this, I think that he would feel, like, overwhelmed and start feeling like he's not smart.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these, like, internal thoughts of, like, embarrassment. And I don't know. Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, is the speed equal to somebody with a particular reading level?
No, and the speed is all over the place. Like, I think we can acknowledge that, especially the way you just watched it with a live broadcast feel. The speed is all over the place.
Because even in English, some people just have a fifth grade reading level.
Oh, yeah.
Or a 10th grade reading.
Well, we should be operating, like,
what
is it, a 6th grade reading
level?
Yeah. We should technically, like, to make pamphlet, anything that you create accessible for the majority of population, you should try to stick at a 6th grade reading level. Yeah.
For healthcare, is 5th grade.
Yeah.
Wow, I don't know that.
Just because it's, I have a master's degree, but sometimes I don't want to read. Like, I don't want to read, like, complicated things.
Yeah.
I just want to take it in and
sometimes
learn.
Sometimes you have to read the same thing 3 times. Like, what did I just say?
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah.
This is also one product of our news. So that doesn't mean that we couldn't consider making variants of it that were geared toward other people. I think part of the value, and thank you again for coming out tonight, part of the value of having a conversation with a group like this is just, like, what do you like about it? You know, how can we make it better? The observations about the way your family members would see this, the way you felt, beyond just the literal reading of it, but if you felt like, oh, you know, I feel kind of like, the same thing with me with the language, the level of language, I felt like I don't understand some of it. So that's the opposite feeling that we want to, you know, bring to something like this.
And there's moments, like, we'll give you an example, like, we were getting, like, before we got to you all, we had a translator just look at, like, what comes out of the AI, right? Like, how good it is. And there was one episode where he's like, Lindsay, like, I did not understand anything. And I, like, went to, like, you know what I'm talking about? That school referendum.
It was about some school referendum thing,
some
weird financial trick or something that.
Yeah, I went up to Frederica, who is, like, an angel, by the way. I love that woman. And I was like, Fred, our translator did not understand any of this. And she's like, I don't understand it. Like, Zach went, the reporter, she's like, he went off the deep end. Like, I don't know what any of that is. And it made me feel so much better. But there's some times
we're still figuring out.
Bringing it back.
25 years after we were founded, you know, figuring out the sweet spot. And they're always looking to improve. That's the good thing about this team is Fred's been doing this
She's amazing.
Probably like 15 years or so. And still wants to improve, wants to make it better, really supportive of this work.
Really supportive of this
work.
Because sometimes, like, they acknowledge, like, it's easy for a reporter, especially when they're doing, like, a live package, for lack of a better word, to, like, geek out, right? Like, they're getting all, like,
getting too
fancy. Like, what are you telling me? Like, so, no, we understand that, too.
Let me go.
I just made the connection that I kept seeing Fred, like, in the
it's
captions.
Her nickname,
I'm like, who's Fred?
La Frederica, yeah. And there's thoughts, like, again, we would roll this out with engagement sections, like, Fred's down, like, to come out and, like, meet people, like, doing, like, because you need to get to know who you're getting the news from, to know that her name is Frederica, but she's called Fred, right? Like, that's her nickname, like, we call her Fred, like, things like that.
They're
so
going to Mercadito.
Yeah.
When we start that out.
What?
Yeah. Mercadito, like, our little market.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a big way to get the community and to build that trust, because everything is about trust.
I know. We got a long way to go, and we're even meeting with other stations. At least we are, who have been doing better work with the Latino community than we have.
Yeah.
How are you going to compete with Univision?
Ultimately. No. Other PBS stations. Other PBS stations.
Or even do like a segment on Mercadito and like ask the community questions, you know.
I mean, it would also be nice for other programming.
Part of it too is like being a part of the fabric of content creation and not.
Yeah, and not just reported on.
Right.
Yeah.
You're doing good with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're doing good work.
This is
nice.
What?
Yeah, they're doing good work.
Oh, thank you. Don't tell me that. I'm very sensitive today.
Okay.